News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has said that the government must end its gimmicks and giveaways and deliver what it's describing as a workers' budget as part of ICTU's pre-budget submission. Owen Reedy is with us, who is the ICTU General Secretary. Owen, what exactly is a workers' budget?
Morning, Anton. It's one that prioritises the 2.4 million PAYE workers who are the backbone of the economy, of which we represent about one in three of them. And it's doing what they didn't do last year and what they need to do, which is to index the tax bands. But to give a kind of a double effect, they didn't index the tax bands last year. They need to do that because if you don't index the tax bands or the tax credits as your pay goes up, your income goes down because effectively a stealth tax has been placed upon you. So
when you say index the tax bands, what does that mean, Owen?
Well, it effectively means everyone gets a tax credit and everyone hits 20% or 40% after a certain amount. So you hit 40% after 44,000 euros if you're a single worker. That threshold needs to increase to reflect increases in pay last year and increases in pay in the forthcoming year. We believe the tax bands and the tax credits need to go up by about 8%, which will cost about 2 to 2.3 billion euros, Anton. Not an insignificant amount, but you know, the government made choices last year to give tax breaks to those that don't need it in the hospitality sector and construction. And we need to now look at workers who essentially are keeping the country going.
And you have other desires in there which come with costs attached. A second tier of child benefit for low-income families, an increase in the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. From where do you see that money coming? Are you saying that the government should reverse what it did on hospitality tax?
Well, we are saying that, but they're not going to do that. I mean, that was a nonsense when they did it, and it's not necessary. And I mean, I think most independent observers would say people aren't going to get bang for their buck there.
Really? Certainly because what the hospitality sector says is it's keeping some of your members in jobs because it's keeping them afloat.
Nonsense, Anton. When the hospitality sector campaigned for this over the last 3 years, there were more people each year working in the hospitality industry. The Restaurants Association of Ireland were going around talking about this place closing and that place closing. All the CSO data showed that the number of closures were down based on previous years. It wasn't necessary. The one thing we do think does need to happen, indexing the tax bands, Anton, is not a tax cut. It's just keeping the equilibrium. We do need to broaden the tax base. We think the Commission on Taxation and Welfare, which had a menu of options, they produced a report in 2022 where you could get up to 14.5 billion increases in tax. That needs to be looked at by this government and future governments. We need to broaden the tax base. They need to start doing that in an incremental way over a period of time. There's no point in them constantly saying one in three of all euros that we have is generated by corporation tax, which is out of kilter, and we're overly reliant on it without doing something about it. So yes, give something to workers because they didn't get it last year and they need that equilibrium and they need their tax to reflect the increase in pay they earn, but broaden the tax base and invest in our public services.
When you're talking about broadening and changing the tax base, what about the much hated USC?
No, we, you know, again, we're not into gimmicks. We're not going to tell workers, let's abolish the USC and you'll be better. Abolish the USC and you'll end up with less public services. It's about broadening the tax base, not reducing it. And I think we're being honest with people on that front. Yes, people don't like it. People don't like tax in general, but we have to pay it and we have to fund the state. What I think we should be looking at are things like, you know, there's a lot of talk about inheritance tax. And there's a lot of talk about is 400,000 too high or too low. I don't think a lot of people realize that if you're the child of a business owner, a farmer, it's not 400,000 that's the threshold before you're taxed. It's 4 million. So there's a lot of inequity there. And there are, you know, if you reduced that capital acquisitions tax for business and for agriculture, you could generate 800 million over a period of time. If we looked at something modest like a 1% wealth tax on all wealth over 3 million, of which there's quite a bit in the country, Anton, that would generate another 800 million. So there are things we can do. And the Commission on Taxation and Welfare have a menu of options. We need to stop taxing labour to the extent we are and start taxing wealth and capital if we're to have a state that is durable for the next crisis.
Owen, thank you very much for your time this morning. Owen Reedy there, Secretary General of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.